بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله، وأفضل الدعاء الحمد لله، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We praise Allah ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. We praise Allah jalla majdahu for making us from the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Shariat is complete, simple and easy, perfect. Alhamdulillah, we have explained certain aspects about the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have stated, that in a summary presented by Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, he stated at the end of Surah Baqarah, when he was summarizing, that for self-reformation there are five components. One is dua, the other tawbah, the other shukr, fourthly zikr, and fifthly to respect the shiar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr we should make, because when a person makes shukr, then besides the tongue, then the body parts are also involved, making gratification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially in our country, we should be making a lot of shukr because we are able to practice upon Islam without any difficulty and without major barriers. Dua every person should be making, and we should not underestimate the value of dua. Provided we earn halal, then inshallah Allah will accept our duas, and via dua we can change many a condition. As far as respecting the shiar of Allah, the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ta'batullah, Kitabullah, Salat, then we should honor all that, we should respect all that, and we should act upon defending everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to defend. We should come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah, because we are human and because we are sinning. Whatever the sin is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. That no sooner we seek repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Provided we recognize the sin as a sin and make a firm commitment that I am not going back to commit that sin. Then we mentioned to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the third part of those bayans concerning the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Waliullah Dehlvi rahmatullah alayhi has written in Hujjatullah al-Baligha, the commentary Allama Sayyid Parampuri, the current Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Diyoban, has written a commentary called Rahmatullah al-Wasiya, expounding on the concept of zikr. Shah Waliullah Dehlvi rahmatullah alayhi says that there are about 10 major components of zikr. And after that, adding a few more. But basically, to understand zikr and the value and significance of zikr, there are about 10 parts. For example, they have got all the Arabic technical terms attached to it. Tasbih, tahleel, takbir. However, to simplify matters without the technical terms, that a person praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says Alhamdulillah. Just by saying Alhamdulillah, it is stated in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that half the scales are filled. Half the scales are filled. And then by saying Subhanallah, the other half is filled. That means so heavy and so powerful are these words, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. Just by stating it, we may feel it's taking a few seconds, not even a second proper, but the reward is so great that the scales of these, the scales of reward, half are filled by just saying Alhamdulillah. Why? Because a person must understand what he's saying. Alhamdulillah. That everything, every praise is due to Allah. All praise due to Allah. Anything we do, all the abilities Allah has given us, all the amenities Allah has given us, all the capabilities Allah has given us, the boons and favors Allah has given us, the facilities Allah has given us, ability to see, walk, talk, the ability, respected elders, to even go to toilet. In Hayat al-Sahaba, there is one incident written there that a person came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said that how pitiful is the state of a leper. Now, leprosy, everybody knows that if a person is afflicted by that, it is quite a painful disease ailment where the parts of the body or skin can fall off. So the person came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said that see that person, he is afflicted by leprosy. How unfortunate is he? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, how fortunate is he? The person said, how? What do you mean, how fortunate is he? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that don't you see he is able to go to toilet? That he is able to go to toilet. Now as those people who are unable to go to toilet, whether they cannot pass urine or stool, what difficulties they are undergoing. And here Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, although we do not even appreciate this, that how, what is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's allowing us to go and pass stool, he's allowing us to go and pass urine. We just take things for granted. Here Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is highlighting this. That see this boon and this favor. So Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah. When a person now says, having this belief in mind, having this concept in mind, see, Alhamdulillah, everything, all praise due to Allah. And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in another hadith that good is that person who in times of happiness praises Allah and makes dua to Allah. And in the times of adversity, he praises Allah and makes dua to Allah. Generally what happens to us when we run into difficulty, then we start praising Allah. And we begin to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we are in comfort zone and we are happy, then generally we forget. I'll leave it out, I'm okay now. But here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is congratulating. And he is saying Allah loves that person. Allah loves that person who in the times of ease is praising Allah, making dua to Allah. In the times of difficulty is praising Allah and he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you look at the initial verses of Surah Ikhlas, وي الله سبحانه وتعالى يسين قل هو الله واحد الله الصمد. Now those qualities of Allah which are positive, which are completely positive, and we use those qualities to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the scholars have said those are the Jamal qualities of Allah. These Jamal qualities of Allah, and if you read them even in abundance, they are not going to heat you up. They are not going to make you little bit dilly or make you little crazy. Why? Because they are beauty personified, and they are beauty and beauty all along. Then we get Subhanallah. When a person is saying this, what in reality is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every defect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every flaw. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from mistake or error or blunder. Allah is above all this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not have any partner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any children. Allah does not have father, mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all these blemishes. That is why the second part of Surah Ikhlas, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying clearly that He is not begotten nor does He beget. That means He's come from nowhere and no children He has He got. Those qualities, when we mention those qualities, and those qualities are negating something, those qualities are negating something, then those are Jalali. That those are Jalali qualities, and when you read those qualities, you will come to know that they generate a certain amount of heat. They generate certain amount of heat, and if it's not done under proper supervision, then you could be walking around in the daytime holding a torch in your hand. Why? Because something may just slip up. So you got Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, then Allahu Akbar. Now when a person, when he stated, he says just Allahu Akbar, only that, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stating that so much of sawab that person gets, that it fills what is between the sky and the earth. The sky and the earth, so much of sawab that person is getting. Just by saying what? One, only one, Allahu Akbar. But in the mind it is full, in the heart it is full, that Allah is really the greatest. Allah is the one who is deserving to be the greatest. Then fourthly, Shah Waliullah says that when you start combining these words, when you start combining them, you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Now when you combine four of them and you read them, that earns even more reward. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam met him in the night of Mi'raj, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, tell your ummah that here the conditions are like this, and he began to describe Jannah. And he said, but the seeds that give the result of all this beautification is the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. And concerning this stating, La ilaha illallah, as I have stated the hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that afzalu zikr, that the best of zikr is La ilaha illallah. Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam, it is stated, hadith is in Mishkat, that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was that Nabi who used to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he is called Kalimullah. Looks like sugar is high today. Nevertheless, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, say me something, give me a special kalima. Give me special kalima that I can read and I can get your proximity. and I can get you nearness. This kalima was special. Meaning, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is saying, give me that kalima, those wordings, whereby I'll be unique. And the Nabi of Allah, and the Rasul of Allah, and Kareemullah, give me some special kalima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that say, O Musa, say, La ilaha illallah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam says that, Ya Allah, everybody is reading this kalima. All those who are my followers, all who believe in you, they all of them are reading this kalima, La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is very special kalima. How special kalima? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to Musa alayhi salam that if all the seven skies and all the creation that is on the surface of the earth, from the time of creation, Adam alayhi salam, till the time of the end, Qiyamah, all of them are placed on one scale. That means with their good deeds. And this kalima, La ilaha illallah, is placed on the other side of the scale. It is going to overshine the entire mankind, entire creation, with all its contents. This kalima is going to be more powerful. So can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this kalima, that we also are reciters of kalima, La ilaha illallah. Now understand one masala. That recitation of kalima, La ilaha illallah, that is permissible. And we should be doing it in abundance. But technically speaking, Muhammadur Rasulullah is not a zikr. Muhammadur Rasulullah is not a zikr. But ulama ikram say that when you reading the kalima, La ilaha illallah, is hot. And because it is hot, and because it is heat, generating heat, then you should read Muhammadur Rasulullah after every 100 or 200. Why? So that it cools you down, it brings you down. Those who recite Durood Sharif in abundance will know also that when you read Durood in abundance, it practically cools you down. So then Shah Sahib goes on to explain, the other way of zikr is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua, he divided. One dua is that you will only get benefit, for example, in this world. You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, grant me a nice house, a good vehicle. Now you will benefit from that. But the other dua is when you say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Now you are asking that, you are asking for everything. You are asking for this world, ease and comfort in the akhirah. And a good Muslim, he will be doing this. He will not be only focusing on this world. He will not be focusing only on the temporary world, but he will be focusing on the akhirah as well. So we should learn those du'as, and we should memorize those du'as, which are recorded in Maslun Dua Kitab also, so that we can benefit in this world and in the Akhirah. The Shah Sahib goes on to explain to make istighfar. Every Muslim should be making istighfar. Stated Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should make istighfar 100 times a day. He is masoom, innocent, free from sin. No sin comes unto him, but still making istighfar 100 times a day. Can you imagine how much of istighfar we must be making, we should be making, so that we are focused. Whole idea of all this, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyu al-azim. This will come when? In the section of tawakkul. Now istighfar, why? So that we are focused on Allah. After salat, coming for salat, going out of salat, making istighfar. As soon as we commit a small sin, as soon as we commit a minor sin, then immediately fix ourselves, focus, start making istighfar. Eyes fall on the wrong thing, immediately istighfar. That you say the wrong thing, immediately istighfar. You hear the wrong thing, immediately istighfar. You go to the wrong place, immediately istighfar. And make a means to go away from that place.
we especially in this non-Muslim environment, in this environment of kufr and shirk, daily basis we hearing, listening, saying hundreds of things which are wrong. But solution is istighfar, repeatedly istighfar, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Then he says, have tawakkul unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now tawakkul, respected elders, is not that now you go and sit out in the masjid and tasbih in hand, rosary in hand, and start praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not of that level. And then say, no, I do not have to do any work. How we know this? One sahabi came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before that, you also know the famous incident. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on night of Miraj from Makkatul Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa on the Burak. The Burak was sent for him. He did not call for the Burak. The Burak was sent for him. And the Burak was from heaven. The Burak has been divinely stipulated, nominated for him. He arrives when he gets to Masjid al-Aqsa. Before going into Masjid al-Aqsa, he ties it. If it is sent for him, it is meant for him, who is going to take it away? But still he ties it. Why? Because that is the ta'aleem he is giving to us. That tie your camel, that is where the statement is coming, tie your camel. Sahabi came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have got a camel. Must I tie it? Must I tie its legs and then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for its protection? Or must I just leave it and ask Allah ta'ala for its protection? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tie the camel and then make the dua. So we also, respected elders, we should work. Work honestly. Work. Work hard. Work. Work diligently. Work so that the sweat comes out. Work decently. Work and do not rob. Work and do not deceive. Then make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah grant us barakah to what we do and Allah grant us goodness in what we do. Then we will be able to see the goodness and the khair and the barakah in all our activities. What we want to do, two extremes we have got. One is do not work and expect everything to happen. The other extreme is that work and no barrier of right and wrong, deceiving, nothing. So we should have this work and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are other aspects concerning zikr, inshallah, that we will come back some other time, maybe in January, and continue it. What we should worry about? To make zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make zikr lost so that we gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we remain focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in this Jamaat Khana, Salat of Eid, inshallah will take place Jamaat quarter to six. Quarter to six sharp, they will be inshallah the Salat of Eid, and then that. Do not forget to start reading your Takbir Tashri. And in our case it is on Sunday after Fajr. Sunday after Fajr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Once audibly after the Imam will also read it. Then after that, inshallah, the Imam can make dua. So Sunday after Fajr, it is last for 23 salawat, right up to the 13th Asr. Right up to the 13th Asr. May Allah Ta'ala make our Eid that is coming a nice one, a joyous one. Do not forget the poor, the needy, and the destitute. And we must make dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts the Hajj. All those who have went, make it easy for them and accept it. Imagine 5,000 Hajis from South Africa went. How nice if they reform and they come back. We'll have 5,000 minimum, 2,500 Musallis. How fortunate we'll be. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.